Okay, can you all take your seats again? And people outside, can you just invite those outside to come back? We're going to start again. Translators ready? Maybe Ella, if you could just pop outside and tell them to come in.
Om Shanti. So you're most welcome again back to this session. At the end of this session, we will have Didi Nirmala will come and guide the meditation, and maybe Rajni Ben will also guide this meditation. And we will have, for those who didn't get their program, we have the extra copies. They got photocopied, and we have a small gift for you. So, and we have some blessings that are beautiful that come from Canada. So, and maybe the people who haven't registered can do that later, because now we're going to start with workshop. Come in the room and you do that maybe at the end. Thank you. So, I think that healing the self is a very big part of our spiritual life. Because healing the self is something that Baba has come to teach us. If you think of the self as the soul, and if you think of the soul when it is healed as a pure, perfect soul, this is the journey of confluence age. We need to heal the soul. And Baba is a very gentle teacher, very gentle Father. He gives us the information, and then what does he do? He smiles. But he's always there. He's always supportive. He's always available for his children. So healing the self is some work that, in a sense, you could say that it is about becoming soul conscious, because when the soul is karmatit, the soul is healed. And this is our aim. We want to be karmatit, we want to be healed. And when the soul is karmatit and healed, the body will also be in much better health. I remember when I first came in Gyan, they told me the story of Brahma Baba, that, you know, all his life he had been coughing, and when he'd left his body, he actually left his body in a very good state of health. So Brahma Baba was the very, very unique example that Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba have offered us to have. So when the soul has become so conscious, it has also become like Baba. So would you say you're already like Baba? So what I find very interesting lately is reflecting around this, what I call in my own jargon, the inner legend. Last Sunday, Baba said something beautiful in the Murli. He said, you automatically become the form you have in your awareness. So what do we have in our awareness? Who do we still believe we are? And if you look at us, most of us are believing we are these human beings, these human personas. And I was born there, and I have this profession, and this is my face. So all this is totally right in one hand, but it is totally also limited. Do you agree with that? And what I find really very, very interesting is all these images, we call them titles, that Baba has been giving us. So all these titles, all these images are there to help us. So in this workshop, what I would like to do is a lot of inner work so that we catch our angelic, our perfect, our deity form, our bestower form, and we make it more real for ourselves. So we start believing that we are that a lot more, hopefully, than we did yesterday. Do you want to do that? Are you interested? Okay. So, what I would like to do now is allow us to go back into a place of truth inside in order to have the capacity to understand our pure selves. And I would like to have some softer lights, if possible, brother, because we're going to have a meditation together. A few years ago, Baba gave us a beautiful exercise to do. I don't know how many of you remember it. He asked us to travel within the five forms. Do you remember? How many of you remember? How many of you still do the exercise? Okay, a bit less. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to have a meditation around that topic. So can we have softer light, brother, please? Thank you. And if we could have a soft meditation music, Rakesh Bhai. Thank you. So I sit peacefully. I allow my body to rest. And very gently, I open up to that sacred place within myself . That sacred space where I am a master creator, a sacred space that Baba has offered all of us. Where I, the soul, can explore my spiritual reality. I am a soul, a being of light. Your being. I am a child of the Father of all souls. Baba, doctor, the surgeon, the teacher, the magician, has offered a space in the subtle region for each of us to re-encounter our wholeness. I, the soul, become like Baba, pure embodiment of knowledge. And in that space, I can feel my angelic personality, a being of love, of light, a being who is full of wisdom and kindness. A server who shares this energy of love and peace with the whole planet to help Baba, a companion of God, in this healing of humanity, nature, each of us with our hearts totally open to God, a channel of goodness, beauty and power, an angel, instrument of the magician Father. Loving the self, loving the world, understanding the deeper reality of who I am. Feeling the baby deity to be born within my heart, an innocent, pure and powerful, unshakable being, totally healthy, totally full and complete, who I am. A pure being, yeah. Bab Saman, angel. So now, I would like each one of us, in his mind and heart, to look into the eyes of this pure angel that I am. This is my very close future destination. This is to happen very soon. And this being, this is a perfect angel that is there in the subtle region of my heart, of my intellect, divine intellect. This pure being who is like an ocean of love, totally kind to the effort maker that I am today. I would like you to allow this angel to write a letter to you, so you can take your journal when you're ready, and with your left hand allow this angel that you are to write to you a letter. This letter can be a letter of encouragement, a letter of love. So you have time to write that letter. If you usually write with your left hand, write this letter with your right hand. And if you usually write with your right hand, write the letter with your left hand. So stay in silence, and open up your heart to this beautiful angel that you are to become. And allow this angel to write to you, to tell you how to heal yourself, whatever it has to tell you. He's wiser than I am. And of course, Baba uses the angel to speak to you, to your present form. So, your healed self talking to your present self, telling you things, advice, friendly vision of you, things Baba and the angel want to share with you. So you have 2 or 3 more minutes to finish this letter. Is that okay? You write slower when you write with the other hand, don't you? But it comes from the heart, you see. That's the heart pushing the pen, not the head. How many of you still need time to write? Raise your hands. Okay. So you have 2 minutes to finish. 2 minutes. So this letter is a letter from your very wise self to your very wise self, okay? So it's something very intimate. Maybe you want to keep it for you. Maybe you don't want to read it to anyone. So I would like you to contemplate this letter that you just received and channeled, and I would like you, in order to be able to share with somebody else, to say, maybe you can note down with your other hand now, what is the feeling you got from this exercise? What's the feeling it brought in you? And then, as I said, I'm going to put you in pair to share, but you are not going to maybe want to read the whole letter, but what you could share is what advice or what direction did your wise self give you? What did your wise self give you? So this you can share. We're not sharing yet, 1 minute more. The third question is, what are you going to do about this now? What do you want to do about this advice or this feeling you got, or this bit of wisdom that opened up to you, this healing that is being offered to you? What do you want to do about it in your life? So you can write that down. Okay, so what I would like to do now is to find someone, maybe someone you don't know so well, that would be nice, and share with that person these 3 questions. If you want to share the letter, I'm not opposed to it, but if you feel you want to keep it, you can share these 3 points. So you have 7 or 8 minutes to do that in pairs. Okay? Enjoy your sharing. But stay in the room so... The first question was, what was the feeling? The second was, what advice did you receive? And the third, what are you going to do about it? Advice or, you know, like a direction or an urge to move in a certain direction. So you can be in pairs or in groups of three. If you don't find a pair, you can go close to a pair and be a group of three. Okay, so maybe you have 2 minutes to wind up, to finish. 2 minutes. Hello. Om Shanti. So how do you feel? How was it?
Very nice.
Very nice? Very good. Realizations? Yeah? Raise your hand. Yes? Everybody had realizations. Wow. Congratulations. So what is happening is, you see, your perfect form is already there. True? The perfect angel is already there. The perfect deity, where is it? There. So what is happening? Do you realize you're a perfect deity, or do you spend your life thinking you're a human being with a lot of karma? What do you do? Huh? A lot of karma? Or a perfect deity? Okay, so this is the challenge, right? How to be real? How to be real and yet be aware of our perfection. Do you find it a challenge? Because it's not about inventing I'm perfect and I'm not perfect really. Or is it? You're thinking. I can hear the little cells inside, the soul going bing, 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 bing. The challenge is that we want to be real. I am still myself, and sometimes I'm sad, and sometimes I'm upset, sometimes I'm tired, sometimes I'm hopeless, right? And we cannot say that doesn't exist, right? But at the same time, we have to make time and create space to explore all the different images, all the different awarenesses, all the different titles, all the different possibilities that Baba has bestowed upon us. And Baba is not going to force us, or is he? Drama sometimes forces us a little bit, right? But Baba is a very soft and gentle teacher. He's there for us. He's happy to inspire us. But he is not going to do our work for us. Right? So, my realization when I was working on this topic was that I really want to be exploring perfection, not from outside, but from inside. And so I felt that's a very good healing thing to do, because if I explore from inside all these wonderful things that Baba has given me, I make them real. You remember what I told you from Sunday's Merli? You automatically become the form you have in your awareness. So if I think I'm Guy, or I think I'm Tanya, or I think I'm Raj, or I think I'm from Guinea, or I think I'm from Spain, or I think I'm from France, or I think I'm Russian, or I think I'm tired, what's going to happen? That's what I will stay. Right? So we have to deal with the present and the present reality, but you also have to create the present perfect form. It's like, I feel the Confluence Age is the amazing age of possibilities. It's like Baba has given us all the colors, all the notes, all the images, and we are creating our drama for 5,000 years on the basis of that, on the basis of the way we use it. So, for this next moment in time, what I would like us to do is to think about the different images that I have for myself that are recurrent, that I often think, like I'm a failure, or I'm a little bit lazy. Okay, these things are there, okay? But I would like you now to visit the perfect images that Baba has given us, so that we create time in our life to explore that other side of reality. So just sit quietly. You can close your eyes. And feel that you are Baba's child. And feel that as Baba's child, you are definitely going to become a perfect star in the sky of Nirvana. A perfect, beautiful, 100% pure energy. Awaken this feeling. I am re-encountering this completeness. My heart is totally blissful. My spirit is flying towards my beloved. And I feel within me everything he wants to bestow upon me. Because he knows each one of us is a healer for humanity, is a healer for the future, is a healer for himself. Bestower, hero, diamond, angel. Peacemaker, a divine messenger, wise knower of the three aspects of time. A deity. A pure being. I open my heart to all these gifts and all the other gifts that are still to be taken. You like to live with and to embody in this Madhuban. Give yourself an image or a title, or you could say a legend, a personal homework that you will want to explore every day whilst you're here. Okay, we've just had a meditation now. So, in your book, sit with yourselves and think about what you would like to experience. For instance, this morning, the title I was experiencing was being God's child with all rights. It is simple, it is gyan, you've heard it hundreds of times. But do you experience it? So give yourself something that you will spend hours and enjoy for hours with Baba. Give yourself a task, an image, a child of God, a hero actor, bestower of love, a fortune maker. Choose a title from Baba and give yourself that title, and every day you will work on it, you will explore it, you will sense that you are that, something that you love enough that you will be happy to do that here in Madhuban. Okay? Is it clearer? Está más claro? The title you have to choose. I'm not giving you a title. You have Gyan, I have Gyan. So you have a lot of knowledge already. So you can choose from all this knowledge a title. If you don't find one, then yes, you can raise your hand and somebody will come and help. But I'm sure you will find something. But the thing is, asking oneself, what do I want to experience? What am I curious to experience? Do you want to be a knower of all things? Do you want to be God's beloved child? Do you want to be merged in Baba's eyes? All this is work. So I let you choose one title, one image that you want to experience. Okay, so why am I asking you to find that? It's because I think that most of the healing we need to do of ourselves is going to happen when we think about ourselves from a healed perspective. And healing is not going to come by force or by taking aspirin or antibiotics. It's not going to happen through visiting many beautiful alternative healers, even though all that helps, of course. But it is also happening because I give myself a healed understanding of the world. So this image that you have, that you have chosen, I would like you now to share with your another person in the room to see what they have chosen and why it, what it says to them, that image, that title, and with you hear the other person. Okay? So you can, like this, see. And if you haven't, maybe you can, if that person hasn't chosen an image, maybe you can help him or her do that. Okay? Hello? Hello, 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 oh, oh. Your beautiful singers of home, thank you. So what I would like you to do now is to give each other drishti with that person you shared, with the awareness of the title that you have chosen. So let's say I have chosen to be a master bestower of love. This is how I will give my drishti. And the other person, if he has chosen to be a bestower of fortune, that's the drishti that he will give me. Okay? So you have a few minutes to give each other drishti in silence. Oh. Okay, go ahead. In silence, drishti from soul to soul, experiencing my own healed self, experiencing the perfect, beautiful self of the other one in front of me. Om Shanti. Okay, that was very beautiful. Thank you. The energy in the room was amazing. Congratulations. So, I feel that you have chosen a title, hopefully, with which you will be working whilst you're in Madhuban. But what I would like you to try do also is find another one for when you go, so that you go on giving yourselves very pure and beautiful images of yourself to go back to again and again and again. We have to keep using the divine intellect. So I would like to invite our dear friend Pauline, and she's going to have us do a physical version of what we have been working on just now, so that we move a little bit. And she will do that for 5 or 6 or 7 minutes. And then you have again a little break so that you can do bathroom and everything and be very alert back here at 7 for yoga. Didi Nirmala will come and conduct yoga for us. So please be on time. Thank you.
Om Shanti. Okay. I want to ask you all to stand up. Okay, the art is to be quiet. And the first thing I want to ask you to do is really only look at someone in the room and look at the image. So look at the hair, look at the body. What do you see with your physical eyes? Just look. Use your eyes. What do you physically see? The age, the color of the skin, the way someone is having their hair, maybe their nails. Really, just look, what do you see? Be quiet, use your eyes. Okay, now look at your hand. Your own hand. Really look at it. What do you see? The color, the shape. And then especially look at the left hand where you were writing with. So look at that hand. And I want you to close your eyes and feel that left hand, your writing hand, which you used, which is the hand of the heart. Really feel it from the inside. Does it feel warm or does it feel cold? Does it feel big, this hand? Just feel it. And then start to feel the energy in the hand. There is energy in the hand. Very subtle energy, loving energy. And put that hand on your heart. It's your healing hand. And feel it whilst you're having it on your heart. It's like if there is pain in the heart, or if maybe it feels broken or a bit tight, just let that energy flow through your physical heart. Allow it to flow through your heart. And then see that image in front of you, your eternal image. And then your hand is still on your heart, but it's not longer touching the physical body, but it's touching your energy body. Just feel that energy. And then breathe in deeply. Feel your heart and release. And again, breathe in deeply. Breathe in that healing energy from your hand and release the pain. And the last time, breathe in. And release, breathe out deeply. Now open your eyes and look around with your third eye. Feel your feet on the floor, stability in the body. Take a seat.
So you have 10 minutes if you want to walk around, if you want to use the bathroom, and be back at 7, or you can stay where you are. That's fine also. Okay?
Thank you.